Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, joining you with a new episode. This week, we're going to have Colin Mansfield on. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing for Yard Management Solutions. Yard Management Solutions, as you may guess, it deals with yard management. So we're going to talk to them, actually, and they actually just won Best IT Innovation at MODEX in 2020. So we're going to hear a little bit about Colin's background, because I think it's pretty interesting. And we're also going to talk about Yard Management Solutions itself, what they offer for operations, and also talk about that Best IT Innovation win. So Colin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Kevin. It's good to be on. I'm doing great. Life's a little bit hectic right now with everything that's been going on, but I'm happy to join in the discussion and talk to you a little bit about our company.
Definitely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first? Because I was looking at your LinkedIn there. You have a pretty interesting background, I think.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm originally from Boise, Idaho. Okay. I'm a West Point graduate, class of 2014. All right. And for the last 5 years, I've been an officer in the United States Army. So I got out actually just last year as a captain.
Okay.
And I participated in this program called the Hiring Our Heroes Corporate Fellowship Program. And basically, they partner with companies around the country to help get veterans jobs. So it was through the Corporate Fellowship Program that I actually did an internship, a 12-week internship with Yard Management Solutions. And then I was brought on at the end of that. And so currently I'm working as, like you said, the Director of Sales and Marketing. But I'm also focused on internal operations and future planning with our leadership team. So I can speak to that a little bit as well.
Okay. Really interesting. And thank you for your service, of course. So tell us a little bit about, you know, you kind of went through this journey and now you're at Yard Management Solutions. And you're dealing with the logistics side, also sales and marketing. But tell us a little bit about Yard Management Solutions itself. So what is it you guys do? Obviously yard management, right? It's right there in the name. But what about yard management is that you guys are involved in, and what kind of solutions do you offer?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, Yard Management Solutions, primarily we're a software company. Mm-hmm. And we came out of a very real need in the supply and logistics industry. Several years ago, our founders, Jeff and Margaret, they were actually looking at having their own dedicated logistics operation.
Okay.
And they came to the market looking for yard management software, some tool to help meet that need. Mm-hmm. So they looked around. And unfortunately, what they found, it ended up being fortunate for us, what they found was that the tools that were available were either too cumbersome, they were too complicated, or worst of all, they were expensive, or some combination of those. So they saw a real opportunity there, and they began the process of building their own yard management tool, and they spent several years just building that project internally. In fact, Margaret, our company's CTO, taught herself how to code. So it was humble beginnings, almost like a Microsoft or an Apple kind of being built out of the garage sort of deal. But the result is something we're really, really proud of. Our flagship visibility tool, kind of the cornerstone of our software, is called Eagle View. It's basically a overhead depiction, like a graphical representation of a shipping yard,
okay,
almost like a digitized Google Maps view.
Interesting.
So our software, it's web-based, uses cloud technology. You can run it on anything that can run Google Chrome. And the idea is that it's updated live and in real time.
That's
so
great.
Different aspects of the software can be used for different purposes, like We've got a dock door module for dock employees. We've got a jockey module for those jockey or shunt drivers in the yard that they can put right in their vehicle. So, I mean, I could talk all day about our software, but the important thing I want to highlight is that, you know, it's dead simple to learn and use. It came out of a real need. It's easy to integrate with, you know, all those operations. There's so many different kinds of logistics and supply chain operations out there. And so with that in mind, we custom build it to be scalable for those companies that have a wide variety of facility sizes and then multiple facilities within their organization as well.
All right. Very interesting. And I like the fact that it came out of, like you said, it came out of a real need. And it came out of actually, you know, it's kind of in the ethos of continuous improvement, right? You're finding something that you're looking for, something that you need, something that bothers you kind of, and then you're going to go fix it. And I love how the founders kind of were like, well, actually, this is the real need. And it's not really necessarily what they set out to do. So I like that it came from that. And, you know, from that, it sounds like you guys keep evolving and keep innovating. So, you know, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, in the beginning of the episode, you guys just won Best IT Innovation at MODEX 2020. And it's actually the second time that you've won that award from MODEX, right? So tell us about, you know, how the innovation continues and kind of how, I guess, the solution and the product has evolved over time, and how YMS kind of keeps innovating and keep growing on that platform.
For sure. Yeah, we're really proud of the awards we won. And I think it just underscores that fact that yard management tools are, in fact, a real need. Mm-hmm. As you said, 2 years ago in 2018, we won the Best IT Innovation Award at MODEX. Last year, we were a finalist for that award at ProMat out in Chicago. Right. And then this year, we're on the award once again at MODEX. But, you know, innovation at our company does not happen in a vacuum. We don't sit around and like think of new innovations that might or might not benefit the industry. Instead, kind of in that same vein of what you're talking about, the continuous improvement, our customers are really the driving force behind each of our innovations. So everything we've built has come out of a specific need that our customers have come to us and asked for us to build something. So just for an example, one of the challenges our customers were facing was having to go out into the yard and open a trailer to see what's inside. They were literally sending people out with flashlights and spending about 3 hours per shift just opening trailer doors to verify their contents. So to answer this challenge, we designed a system to allow you to see a trailer's contents right in Eagle View. And we call it Smart Yard X-ray Vision. Basically, it's like having a world-class warehouse management system right in the yard management system. You can click on tap on a trailer to see its bill of lading. You can hover over it to see the actual contents of that trailer. So we believe that the best way to continue to innovate and to meet the needs of our customers is just to listen to them and then to build those tools to help them do their jobs more efficiently.
Definitely. And, you know, through doing the show, I mean, most of the people that talk about, you know, they're really innovating and they're doing these next level technologies like you guys are doing with this X-ray thing is, you know, they listen to the customer and what the customer actually wants. And I think that's such a key. So, you know, talk to us a little bit, how does that work? So now obviously when the trailer comes in the yard, it gets checked in, right? And then that goes into the system. But how does now the contents of that trailer get into the system so that people have that visibility?
We'll be back after a quick break.
The future of work is constantly shifting. How can HR leaders stay on top of the latest trends to better lead their global workforce to success? Serva Soundbites podcast explores current trends and the hottest topics around global employee relocation and the future of work. We connect with industry experts, HR leaders, and innovative thinkers to share their insights and stories. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your business podcasts.
Sure. Yeah. There's a couple ways. Everything in our system, you know, starts from an appointment schedule. So that truck or that an appointment assigned to it, whether it's made in an external appointment software, or if they want to use our appointment software that we have built in, our customers are free to do it either way. And so as soon as that, like you said, as soon as that truck and trailer arrive at the gate or at the office, wherever they check in, our software allows the employee who's sitting there at the desk or at the gate to see that appointment number. They tap it, they hit check in. And then that trailer is, you know, it appears basically in Eagle View, right in that spot that employee has checked it into. As far as the integration piece goes, you know, we love to integrate with WMSs. We love to integrate with TMSs. We've got a very friendly API to allow transferring information back and forth. Okay. So a lot of times the nuts and bolts of how that might work with a WMS to allow you to see what's being loaded in that trailer would come from an API integration. And that just makes it really easy. So, you know, our customers aren't having to do the legwork of manually inputting what's being loaded into what trailer. Mm-hmm. But instead, you know, right from the dock door, as they're loading equipment in, that integration is feeding our system so they can see it happening live.
Very interesting stuff. So I like that. I like that you can see it because, like you said, you know, people out there, I mean, 3 hours looking through trucks that's such a waste of resources, right? So, you know, the fact that you can easily see it, and that gives you so much of an advantage too in terms of achieving better service levels. Because if you're looking for a product that you need that's been on back order, that you need for orders, that you have a stock out on, you can find something very, very easily. So now, why don't you tell us, you know, maybe for the people that are listening and they're saying, hey, I'm the guy that's out there with the flashlight looking in trailers, you know, why is it so important to have this robust and easy to use yard management system? Like what kind of change does it put in place for the operation? How does it help them improve their efficiency and kind of their overall process?
No, yeah, that's a great question, Kevin. And I think that there's a lot of reasons, but I like to distill it down to two main reasons that our customers come to us looking for a YMS. And really why I think it's important. The first is visibility. And then the second one is time. Visibility can take a number of shapes. It could be visibility over the physical contents of the yard, visibility on employee activity, visibility on data, like how long jockey moves are taking in the yard, mm-hmm. Or it could even be visibility on costs associated with things like detention and demurrage fees. So every customer and potential customer that I speak with, typically they know the challenges that their operations are facing. But the problem is they usually don't have the hard data and the raw information that they need to chart a solution. So in reality, what they're lacking is visibility. And our software provides that visibility in spades. We present the data both in digestible, but also in very simple ways.
Okay.
So I'll give you a quick example, detention. So if a trailer sits in a yard or at a dock for too long, the facility has to start paying detention fees associated with that trailer. So if I'm running a yard and I'm trying to keep track of which trailers are approaching detention using a paper and pencil or a whiteboard or maybe like a spreadsheet, it's going to get complicated very quickly, especially if different carriers or customers have different times associated to when that detention kicks in. So our software makes it really easy to track detention. When a trailer arrives and it's checked in at the gate, like we were talking about earlier, our software just puts a timer associated with that specific trailer. So like, for example, if detention fees start after a trailer has been in the yard for 72 hours, at 48 hours, our software alerts the proper employees with emails or text messages.
Okay.
It turns the trailer red right in Eagle View, and it can even make it like bounce up and down on the screen to draw awareness.
hydraulics on the trailer a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. and this really, this simple visibility allows our customers to eliminate detention fees just by having visibility over what's going on. And this example segues nicely into the second reason. Mm. The first was visibility. The second one is time. And the reality is that many operations are spending an enormous amount of time just managing the yard and recording what's happening out of necessity.
Right.
Some of our customers came to us, they were spending 3.5 hours per shift creating things like administrative reports and analyzing data to ensure those reports were accurate. So with our software, everything that you're doing in the software is timestamped. It's associated with the user who's performing that action. And it's instantly available in one of our 21 standard reports, and we can customize those. So they allow you to see things like, you know, how many shipments were late, mm-hmm. Which carriers those shipments were assigned to. We also give a variety of visual dashboards to give our customers things like graphs and charts that are live updated and generated automatically. And that it just removes that time syncing, necessity of creating these things and allows our customers to do it automatically.
Right.
So kind of bringing it full circle back to the question, visibility and time are probably the two main reasons that having a robust and an easy to use yard management system is so important. I think it's important to any operation.
Definitely. And I totally agree with you, with the whole idea of kind of eliminating tracking on paper or whiteboard or something of that nature. Cause with that case, you're putting in more chance of mistakes happening, not only, forgetting about a trailer that's been in the yard for a long time and then getting detention, like you said, but, also just forgetting to maybe write down that a certain trailer is there, like altogether.
Yeah.
And I've definitely been in that situation. And, sometimes you have, some live unloads or something like that. And then you run into a situation where you don't even realize that the driver has been sitting out there for that long until the driver comes pounding on the door, very upset that he's been there for a long time. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. Well, human error exists. Humans are intrinsically flawed. We're not perfect. We hope we can create the right amount of visibility to help mitigate that, mm-hmm. and to allow people to do what they do best. Without having to spend so much time on things that they don't need to.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that eliminating as much human error, human error is inevitable, but eliminating it as much as possible can just make your operation run so much more smoothly. And I think that even just having a system in place like this makes it that much easier for people to kind of follow the process and know what they need to do, because the system kind of dictates that instead of, maybe somebody's out one day and they're like, oh, I'm supposed to write what on the whiteboard, and they leave out some information, and then it causes this whole kind of cleanup when the person that normally does it comes in. But, with the system, it kind of dictates exactly what you're supposed to do. So why don't you give us an example, the success stories where people, were at that point of writing and keeping track of their yard on paper or on whiteboard, and they kind of implemented your system and, how it's helped them improve over time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned a couple examples, but I do want to highlight something about the logistics industry that I think is important, which is that time savings translate into money savings.
Right.
Earlier, I mentioned our customer who had been spending 3 hours per shift searching trailers for product. For a 24/7 operation, Those 3 hours translate to over 1,000 hours a year. And if you take $2,250 for that employee's salary, you're talking over $25,000 in savings. And that's just for one employee. This customer had been sending 3 or 4 out to the yard.
Yeah.
So these things, it's not difficult to start looking at, we talk about ROI a lot, in the logistics industry, because, systems out there are expensive and new hardware is expensive, but you start talking ROI for a system like this, that's very light to set up. And very simple, you're saving $25,000 a shift. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yard checks are another common area we've seen savings from our customers. So without a YMS, really the only way to verify the current location and status of trailers in any yard is to send an employee out physically with a clipboard, pen and pen to walk around and, check where each trailer is in the yard. And the problem is that yards are dynamic, right? And yard checks take time. So spending 3 hours conducting yard check is not uncommon. And by the time that employee's done, the yard has changed. Trailers have been moved, and not only adds to that frustration and confusion level. So the visibility our software creates typically eliminates the need for physical yard checks altogether, if not significantly reducing them. So again, you're talking 3 hours per shift, over a year, that's another $25,000.
Right.
Another one, this one we talked about a little bit earlier, but I want to put some dollar amounts to it specifically.
Sure.
And that's detention. I got a quick story for this. 3 months ago, we brought on a customer who was spending $500,000 per year in detention.
Oh my God.
At this point, detention was essentially a budget item.
Yeah, that's
them.
Insane.
So implementing our software, 3 months later, that detention bill has been cut in half. And we're targeting the whole $500,000, but it shows you how powerful visibility can be. And I want to be clear here. Our software is not a magic wand, right? It doesn't just magically make inefficiencies disappear. But what we've seen is that providing our customers with truthful data
Right.
And instant visibility, it just enables them to eliminate these efficiencies and save tons of money just in the nickel and diming of day-to-day operations.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that's a key point that you just said, because, you know, it's not that you put these systems in and all of a sudden it's going to fix everything for you. What it does is it helps you to point out those inefficiencies. It makes them more visible. Like you said, visibility is the big thing, right? So, you know, it makes that inefficiency visible. So then you can go ahead and then act on that and really start to understand why that inefficiency is occurring. So that's what the system really allows you to do. And, well, you know, trying to figure out something like that from, you know, paper and stuff is, people just don't want to do that. That's a pain.
No, absolutely. Well, and we found that, you know, when we come into an organization, there's a temptation to say, we have bad people. You know, we're just not good because we don't have the right people.
Right.
And we've just found that that's not true. You know, the reality is that most of the employees that I work with and I train our customers on the software are great at their jobs. They know what they're doing. They're hard workers. You know, but there's just inefficiencies they can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And we enable them to see that.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that's huge because, you know, like you said, there's people that are like, oh, the people are bad. But, you know, half the time, I mean, you have people that are, you know, especially in logistics and in warehouses and stuff like that. I mean, you know, they're running around like crazy all day and they're busy doing the day-to-day stuff.
Absolutely.
So the time to even think about looking at where their inefficiencies, it's kind of non-existent in some ways. I mean, you barely get free time because you get so tightly crunched, especially when you're trying to meet certain service levels. So, you know, giving that tool and giving them the right tools to be able to identify those things easily is a huge step.
I completely agree.
Definitely. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, you guys have been innovating, right, and winning these innovation awards. So, you know, we talked a little bit about what it is you guys do and kind of the efficiency gains and, you know, all the things that can improve by putting in this type of solution. You know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, what is in the works for the next innovation for you guys. You guys are going to keep innovating, right? So what are you guys going to win for next year or 2 years from now?
wouldn't you like to know, Kevin?
I would.
No, I'm kidding with you. We're pretty transparent about our software's features and where we're heading. You know, you can go on our website and we have all of our screenshots are right there. You can see one of the big pieces of software that we currently offer our customers is an automatic gate module. It allows carriers and truck drivers to check themselves in at a gate through a touchscreen kiosk. And this is phenomenal because it automates the entire check-in, check-out process, and it ends up saving so much time. So we currently offer that, but what we found is that a lot of, like you were talking about, logistics and supply chain organizations are busy, especially warehouses, that, man, they are cranking every day. So we just found that, you know, our customers have come to us and said, we don't have a lot of time to find our own automatic gate system. Is there something you guys can recommend? So until now, we've only provided the software side of this automatic gate feature. But right now, talking with some really, really tremendous hardware manufacturers to build a partnership where we can offer a full automatic gate suite to our customers. And that just is another step towards, you know, helping eliminate human error, while at the same time streamlining processes and ensuring that the data that gets inputted during the appointment schedule phase makes it all the way into the yard. And it's going to, you know, it reduces things like, you know, like lines at the gate and people waiting to be checked in and all that. So there's some cool features within that we're looking at implementing, like QR code scanning for check-ins. We're looking at, you know, like an intercom so that staff can interface directly with drivers at the gate fairly easily without having to send somebody out. That's just one example, but we've got several other software things that we're working on for specific customers, and I'm hoping that by ProMat next year we'll be able to debut some of those as well.
All right, that's exciting stuff. I mean, I like the self check-in. I think that's really cool because, you know, you talk about ROI and, you know, employees spending time, and, you know, immediately I'm thinking about that employee that's either the one that's going to go out there and check the truck or check the yard and kind of check them in, or, you know, even some places have a security guard that's at the gate that's checking people in, and that kind of eliminates that necessity. And especially if you put in that intercom, then you have somebody that's, you know, can be in the facility, doesn't have to worry about going out, anything like that. So I think that's really a step in the right direction. I think that's huge. So I'm going to be, I'll be pulling for that for the award.
That sounds good, man. We're building it because our customers are asking for it, right. You know, once again. So I'm excited to see what else our customers ask for this year, because that's a great thing about being a part of a software company that's in the logistics space is this industry is changing not just every month, often weekly. Right. And so it's exciting to see what people are bringing to the table. Modex was a great example. And I'm excited for what the future is going to hold.
Definitely. And, you know, especially right now, I mean, I think we're seeing how much the industry is just changing based on, you know, supply and demand of certain items, right?
Oh, for sure. This is a great case study in that.
Definitely. So, Colin, thank you so much for joining us. How can people find out more information about Yard Management Solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show, Kevin. If anybody wants to know more, you can check us out online. Our website is yardmanagementsolutions.com. And also, feel free to add me on LinkedIn. I love to engage with people there and have discussions. If you have any questions, you can shoot them to me there. If you're interested in setting up a demo, seeing our software kind of live and in person, I'm happy to arrange that. We've got a link right on our website, or shoot me a message and we'll get that set up.
Okay, awesome. And we'll post all that information on the newwarehouse.com as well. So Colin, thank you again. And really great talk about Yard Management Solutions.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kevin.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lotte. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.